Monday night.
Or Liyud Elul. Oh, it's already a third of the way till Elul. Okay. We're in Mitzvah Chavches, Koach. That's about down to Bodhazara. And we left with a cliffhanger to make sure everybody returns tonight, but it didn't work. We were left with a cliffhanger that the Rambam, it's really on the Gemara, but the Rambam, it's more fun to have a Shver Rambam than a Shver Gemara. It's more fun. And the problem is that when it comes to Evan Maskis, he passes like the Gemara, that the legal definition, I keep saying legal definition because that's really what we're talking about, the legal definition of Ishtachava is Pishut Yodayim V'Raglayim, but when it comes to Avodah Zarah, Rambam paskins as soon as the forehead touches the ground, you don't need Pishut Yodayim V'Raglayim, and so your pisa chores. In fact, the Gemara in Hurius says that describes one, a ta'us that a Beis Din would make and bring a parhel of davar shel tzibur. The Gemara describes this mistake that they would paskin you need pishut yadayim raglayim to be mechuyif avodah zarah. Okay, so we're up to lulei de mistapina amina. The Tzvinah is going to attempt the teretz here. The kavanah sashas behuriyus kachi. Again, the Gemara in Hurius seems to be saying. That according to the simple meaning of the Braisa, it can't be that the simple meaning of the Braisa, that Beis Din Paskin, it's mutter to bow down to Avodah Zarah, right? We're talking about a par helam davar shel tzibur. So that is called Tavu b'davar shatztukim modim bo. They made a mistake. It's a fancy way of saying they made a mistake in a beferish apostle. That's ta'ah b'tzvot b'davar shehatztukim modim bo, because that's another way of saying karesh b'tzav. And they don't bring a carbon for that, because that's not called a horah. That's not even called a horah. That's not even called a psak. That's it's a mistake. It's a joke. It's a travesty. It's not, you know, it's not a psak. It's not a horah. It has to be horu. What it says, it means the horu was that you need pishut yodayim v'raglayim. That's what it means. They passed in the Shachavo as Mutu. So, says the Menchas Chinuch, I would suggest that Kavanah Sashas Behuri is Kachi. The Betchil Amrin and the Beis in Horu is Shachavo Yibuteres. That's possible. The Avi Dover Sheinat Stukim. Oh. When the Gemara first suggests that Beis Din just passed in the Shachavo as Mutu, it would be the Havi Dover Sheinat Stukim Modem Bo, Zaino Shalom Kedarka. When Hishtachavoya is not the way of worshipping this Avodah Zarah. That Stukim Sovrim, Zaino Davka Kedarka, the Stukim hold that Hishtachavoya is also only when it's the Derech to worship Avodah Zarah that way. After Kedarka, who Bechvalosa of them, Mikomakom lo darshu drashas chazal, they don't follow drashas. So the drasha of chazal in Sanhedrin of Samach, Ishtachavoya yotza, lidon ba'atzma, that it's a goal called the Vashay Bechlau, so it was Yetzimin Akhlau, Ishtachavoya, to show you that Ishtachavoya is also, even if it's not the Derech Avodah. So they don't hold of that. The Alze Omru Od. So that was the first suggestion of the Gemara, that they allowed Hishtachavoya. The mistake was they allowed Hishtachavoya when it's not the Derech Avodah. Okay. Viba Yaseima, the Ami Hishtachavoya Gufa Kedarka, who the author is Patricia Tzidayim Raglai. The Gemara says it in a funny way. The Gemara is like extraneous words there. Elanira, the Ainu more means the kids of the Minchas Chinuch is working out the sugya there, that it does not mean that the Beis Din's mistake was that they paskin you need pishut your dying for a glide. Elanira Dino, the Derek Lavo of the Zoro Zoo. Okay. Achlidon chayav afilum lo nikras shtachavoya klal. The chol shederech avodas chayav v'cholinian afilu gipu v'nishut. What's going on is that it's the derech to worship that avodah zorah with the hishtachavoya that's not pishut yadayim for a glayim, which is not called hishtachavoya. Now, the Mechas Chinuch I see is working towards saying that you always need Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim. And the only time not Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim is going to be also for Hishtachavah, if it's the Derech Avoda that way. This is called an answer to Rambam. This is answering Gemara. Now, based in Horu, and they pass in the Hishtachavah Yekuzu, which is not Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim, but it is the Derech Avoda. So the Beis Din Paskin Eino Chayim Afshi Derech Avoda. The Zahavi Gamkin Dover Shein Atzdukim Modim Bo. They ain't Omerim De Yishtach Avoya Kivin De Milos Yishtach Avoya He Befishit Yudayim Raglayim Eino Chayim Belo Fishit Yudayim Raglayim Afim Derech Lavon Avod The Zohar Zu Beli Fishit Yudayim Raglayim Afim Derech Avoda Chayim Al Kol Avodos Mikobakom Hein Sovim De Yishtach Avoya Yotso. Ironically, not ironically is the right word, but the Tzukim held that since the word is Tachavoyim means Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim, so even if it's the Derech Avoda to worship the Avoda Zora with is Tachavoyim, that's not the Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim, the Tzukim held your potter. What?
Why do you keep mentioning the Stukim? I still don't understand.
Okay, but we're talking about Beis Din Paskin in an error. And Chazal Yisrael followed the Beis Din, and they have to bring the special korban, called Parham Dabo Shotzin. The rule is that if their error was in a Dover Shatstukim Modimbo, which is an interesting way of saying that they made such a blatant error, it's really a beferish apostle. Any school child, any fourth grader would have told you it's a mistake. So that's not called horar. So for us to be mechayev parhel and gavush of tzibur, we're always looking for something which is davar she'ein hatzdukim modim bo, that the tzdukim take issue with. And the Beis Din mistakenly passed them like the tzdukim, and that was their mistake. But again, it was a blatant error. Again, the point of a blatant error is that it's not even called a psak to begin with. The Torah is talking about a Beis Din Paskin. If it's not a psak, it's a joke. It's a delechter. It's a leitzonos. It's a paskin. You're allowed to do blocha Shabbos. You know, that's called dover shehatzukim modim bo. So we're always looking for dover shehatzukim modim bo. So the Minchas Chinuch, we're not going to take out a Gemara and start reading it inside. But the Minchas Chinuch spins the Gemara that the Gemara never said or didn't mean that the Beis Din Paskin that Hishtachavah needs Pishut Yud. But what was the whole problem? I mean, he didn't get to the Rambam yet. Now he's dealing with the Gemara. Because the Stirin Rambam is the Stirin the Gemara. So the Gemara says that Eben Maskets requires Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim to be Mechuyev for the love of Eben Maskets. That's just the love. But the Gemara, so till now he was assuming that the Rambam source is the Gemara in Horius, which seems to say that that the Beis Din Paskin, that Hishtachavoya to Avodah Zorah to be Mechuyev, needs Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim. And that's a mistake. So, here's a Gemara that that's a mistake. And Hishtachavoya to Avodah Zorah does not need Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim. But now he's sort of spinning the whole Gemara. Gemara means something entirely different. I don't want to take out a Gemara and just look at the words and see how he's interpreting the words. He's interpreting the Gemara. The Gemara gives two scenarios. The Bezel said you're allowed to work bow down to Avodah Zarah, which can't be a simple fact, because that would be Dover Shatzukim Odebo. It wouldn't be a case. So the first one is they paskined that Mishtachavoya was mutter if it was Shalom Kedarka. The second teret was that they paskined that Mishtachavoya without Pishut Yodayim for Aglayim, again, there's a mistake. They paskined Mishtachavoya without Pishut Yodayim for Aglayim is Potur, even if it's the Derech Avoda. Now, he's spinning it that the Gemara never talked about paskening that Hishtachavoya doesn't need Pishut Yodayim for Aglayim just to be Hishtachavoya and to be Mechuyev, whether it's Kedarka, Derech Avoda, or not Derech Avoda. Hishtachavoya is always Mechuyev. The simple reading of the Gemara says that Hishtachavoya is defined as being even without Pishut Yodayim for Aglayim. Because the Gemara seems to say that that was their mistake, that they paskin that needs Pishut Yodayim for Aglayim. He's saying, no, that's not what the Gemara means, and he spins the Gemara, and it's talking about Hishtachavoya without Pishut Yodayim for Aglayim, but it's the Derech Avoda. That's why you mechuyev. But the Tzukim said you potter. Aye, what's the logic of the Tzukim? If it's Derech Avoda, you mechuyev, even if you stand on your head and you look at it cross-eyed. So you mechuyev if it's Derech Avoda. So why would such a Hishtachavoya not be mechuyev if it's the Derech Avoda? So it's good to know that since the definition of Hishtachavoya is Pishut Yodayim v'Raglayim, so even if it's a Derech Avoda, but you didn't do Hishtachavoya, you didn't do anything. It's like you didn't do anything. The hey moment the Hishtachavoya, even the middle of Hishtachavoya, he's a Pishut Yodayim v'Raglayim, and a Chayev lo Pishut Yodayim v'Raglayim, afim Derech Lavan of the Zoro Zoo, believe Pishut Yodayim v'Raglayim. This is a real stretch. Because you don't need a Hishtachavoya if it's the Derech Avoda. You need whatever the Derech Avoda is, even if it's looking at it cross-eyed. So this is a stretch. So read this into the Gemara. After the Derech Avoda, Chayiv al Kol Avoda, he says, he speaks it out, he's not oblivious. He said, even though when it's the Derech Avoda, say anything, he goes on hang so when the Hishtachavoya Yosrov, meaning that's the exception. They know chayim rak mishtachavoya gemura chedarka. I will blow pishut yodayim raglayim. They know chayim after chedarka though. So that's what I mean. He's spinning it that the gemara never says you mechuyev mishtachavoya without pishut yodayim raglayim, no matter what, because it's a chetzal mishtachavoya. The gemara never said that. Hey, meinam dorshim hakederech avoda rakem dorshim mishtachavoya after chedarka. Trichalios or Sakavoya Gemura. Believes in a chayim. He says, what am I spending so much time on this Sukkim for? Here's Larry's question. The Amy Tzorich Larich has died to Muhammad Zuhemeth, like Kabbalah Chazal. Why am I spending so much time discussing with the Sukkim? It's like guys on a Falpel when Mittelmacht is. According to the Greek Orthodox Church, according to the they used to say, so like, when are you knowing Nithal? I said, I'm not knowing Nithal, I'm a Jew. That's a Christian be knowing Nithal. I am Toysa Sanhedrin of Sam Kabbat Beis of Yamal Zoveya. So you swore the Gamba Kedarka bin Avodos Pnim. There is precedent to say that even if something is Erech Avoda, it has to be a specific type of Avoda. The Ephraim Sobim Dafta Kedarka in a Chayab El Avoda the Mufreshes for Torah, the Vichav Ishtachavoya. But based in Horu, Tal Ishtachavoya Boy Pishu Jodayim Raglayim, Ein O Chayab Av Derech Avoda. Ubemisli Didon, but according to Osofi HaKabbalah HaMitis, truth, Chayab Al Derech Avoda B'chol Inyan, no matter what. Valzeh Chayobin HaBeisin, that's why the Beisin, Kal Yisrael has to bring a special korban. Avo the MS Shalok Derech Avoda, but if it's not the Derech Avoda, the Chayav al Hishtachavoya, the Yotzal Lidon, but you're still Mechuyav for a Chetzal of Hishtachavoya, even if it's not Derech Avoda, the MS and a Chayav. Rak al hishtachavoya gemura. The pishuk yudayim v'raglayim. Yizu hishtachavoya amura b'torah. Yafina shom b'shas megillah shuvos v'yavim maskos. So he's not taking care of the Rambam. The Rambam is still a problem. He's taking care of the Gemara and Hurrius, which was the apparent source that a Shachavoya does not need pieces of dying raglan. So he's saying the Gemara didn't say that. He, I don't know, he spins the Gemara that the Gemara never said that. Because he has a deal in the Loshana Gemara. Achma said, but what am I going to do? I still have a problem. The Rambam, the Rabbah Machaber, meaning the Chinuch, Tosul Zeladin Borer, they say very clearly that Hishachavoya Chavod Zora does not need Pishut Yadayim Raglayim. Now Hishachavoya Chaya B'cholinyim, Af below Pishut Yadayim Raglayim, the Af Shalom Kedera Chavoda. That's the point. Behotu Migmor Azu. Well, they didn't say they took it out of this Gemara. Remember, he was bothered by why the Kesef Mishnah didn't bring down this Gemara. But okay, what would I think on? What am I going to do? I don't, since the Rambam says it, so he, and he has to have a source, so the higher his source is going to be this Gemara, and my new spin on the Gemara is incorrect. The Gemara means what it seems to be saying, that they mistakenly paskin that a Shachavoya needs Pishut Yadayim Raglayim, but that's a mistake. It really doesn't. So we're back to not understanding exactly the logical or the source for the chilek between Eben Maskis, which is not a chorus, but it's also an Isser Shachavoya, to bow down on a stone floor outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So that's an Isser of bowing, the Shachavoya. Number we call that, and the answer is available to Zora. So how can you be mechalek between the two? We're back to that problem. We just had a discussion if the Rambam source would be the Gemara and Hurrius or not.
And we say Aleinu, we say Mishtach Aviv.
We know Shachavoya is a heavy duty. We don't even do Yishachavoy on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We do Kida. We don't do Yishachavoy. Unless maybe there's some people that do. I don't look around. But then you have to be very... So the truth is, when we spread the things, it's only with the Rabbana. It wouldn't be with the Oraisa to do what we do on a stone floor. Because we don't really do Yishachavoy. And as we're learning now, Yishtachavoyon and Eben Maskis to be Mechuyim and Yeraisa needs Pishut Yadayim Raglayim. We don't do Pishut Yadayim Raglayim. So what we do is only also Midrabanan on the stone floor. So the next time Ari Stern announces to bring in towels, put it on the floor, because this is stone. Right? This is stone. So just say, ah, come in Midrabanan, what we do. Okay. Now that I'm back to saying that the Rambam's Makor was the Gemara and Hurrius, Ha'ateris Harishan Shalom Gedarka, who's Tomad Hashas. The first Teret certainly talks about only Pishu Yadayim Raglayim. Zeo Teret of Pishu Yadayim Raglayim Ubederech. Even according to the interpretation that the Gemara is saying, that their mistake was paskening that you need Pishut Yadayim Raglayim, but it's only like the second teretz, like an afterthought. Interesting. But the main teretz of the Gemara is that they pasken that Hishtachavoyah's potter if it's not the derech to worship the Avodah Zorah that way. And that's wrong. That was their mistake. That's the first teretz of the Gemara. So it turns out that the chiddush that Hishtachavoya does not need Pishut Yadayim Raglayim really is only it comes out of the second teretz of the Gemara. In the first teretz of the Gemara you don't see it at all. It says, why did the Rambam decide to pass him like the second Teretz of the Gemara? I never heard that the Ibo Yisema was like an afterthought. That's what the Mechaspinach is saying here. That the Ibo Yisema was like, alright, I'll throw in another Teretz. So why did the Rambam pass him like the Ibo Yisema? And you get Misa course of it. I am the Sefer Torah Cheset Klal Tel Zayin Erech Lohavi Kol Hashidus Binyan Zeh Nef Shaloyma Nesodah Rambam Anu Shnei Terutzim Lo Tuligi Linyan Dina. It's not two Terutzim and he's posculating like the second Teretz. Each one saying a separate Teretz and they both agree with each other's Teretz. Why are you saying why? Because they don't say, you know, what right do I have to set up a conflict between the first Teretz and the second Teretz, and to ask the question, why do Rama Paz was like the second Teretz? There's no conflict, there's two Teretzim. Rakzeh Mitzayir came, but Teretz Hasheni Mitzayir came. L'yandina, but really L'yandina, Ha-Komodu, the Benka Chabez and Chayov. Ha-Chavizah Koshal, Rama Per, Gidal, Mishpachat, Al-Chabez, she may be Chiyuv, the Habezim, Rakamo, Ha-Teretz, Vibo, Yaseima, below Teretz Harishim. How come the Rambam Bechal doesn't mention the first Teretz, which was that the issue was that Hishtachavoyah is also, even if it's not the Derech Avodah. Malomolo maybe Shneim, why doesn't the Rambam bring both scenarios? The Gambin Yin Shabbos, which is Yom Kineged Yom, Torah Lion Shom, the Dvorov, what cases he chose to say. The Yavur B'Makom Mitzvah Hashem. So we're really back to the drawing board of a question, what's the difference between Evan Maskis and Avodah Zarah? Super easy between Evan Gila, that's the Vezim and Vezim via Maskil, low. Hiksasham, even the Shachavoya, Eno Elam Apisha Judayim Raglayim, Lom of Avodah Zarah, Machayim. Oh, yes, straightforward question. It's the definition of Shachavoya, Apisha Judayim Raglayim. Why you mechuvin of a zoro without pishut yudayim raglayim? I feel about pishut yudayim raglayim. Even the simple tishach there. Yinei rumi of the hashas shemakshe tiratzi la'el hapshat to Gemara. I already said how we can explain the Gemara and Hurius. Afdivri haramam tzorachiyam. Chaim reizim b'mishnas chachamim to say the mishnah kosu gamkein the ramam yotzalo hadin. In Hashas the Horius, Achlo Pilpulu Minole Hashas there, Ulvima Shekasadnu Nochon, because we could interpret the Gemara differently, Ela Shadas Rambam Baraba Machaber Tzorachiyah. Where they get it from, and what's the difference between the two? You know, I would say, I don't know what Makor, but I would just say in Svara. So when you're talking about the Isser Ishtachavoyon and Evan Maskis, so when you back down to Hashem, so you're not doing anything like conceptually wrong. It's like the Isser is the Pa'ula, like you're not allowed to do this action. You're not allowed to bow down on the stone floor outside the Beis HaMikdash. Zeres HaKosu. So the action of Ishtachavoyon is Bishin Yudayim Raglani. Because it's not like the intention behind the act or the kavona behind the act. It's this particular act of Ishtachavoya. So if you want to give a legal definition for the act of Ishtachavoya, it's Bishin Yudayim Raglayim. When you're bowing down to Avodah Zarah, it's more lumpish than that. It's not just like this act. It's the act of servitude, of making kiniya, showing kiniya to the Avodah Zarah. So in Svara they all, even if you didn't do Pishut Yudayim Raglayim. So we're going to read the fine Ishtachavoya because of the nature of the Isra. By Evan Maskis, it's the dry act that's also. Because you're wrong, you're not doing anything wrong. Bow down to Hashem. So the Torah said, you're not going to bow down on Evan Maskis outside the Beis HaMikdash. So as a dry act, the legal definition will be Pishut Yudayim Raglayim. But when you bow down to the Zorah, it's like more conceptual also. So we expand the definition, this is my term. So we expand the definition of a Shachavoya, since the action that's also is not just a dry act, but it's more like involved. It's more involved. It's more conceptual. Okay, stop here. I have to catch a bus. probably missed it already. Stay back close. Am I going to make it? Stay back close. What do we say?